I have come as you've asked, and I have come in. Let me feel you. Let me feel you from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Let me feel you to overflowing so you can carry it to the streets. I am surely in this place this night. I am standing by your side, and I am pulling on you and saying, come. Come into that place of oneness with me this night. Come into that place of oneness where it's just you and me and no interference from the world. The light is shining so bright. I want you to take that light out into a dark, dark world. I want you to destroy the darkness, the gross darkness, the deep darkness that is after destroying my people. I have trained you up in the ways that you should go. I have given you all power and all authority. I have been teaching you for quite some time now to go onto the streets, to go into the highways and the byways, and to compel them to come in. The harvest is being brought in all across this land. It is time that this church move now and bring in the harvest also. It is time that I set you upon a hill and that your light shine all over this area and dispel all darkness. It is time for all manipulation to be put aside and only my spirit be seen. My spirit will lead, guide, and direct you in all the ways that I would have you to go. I will not allow the enemy to destroy you in any fashion. It has been a long, hard road that you have been walking on, but the road is now leveled out. And yes, you will still have to fight the good fight of faith, but no longer will the enemy cause you to stumble and to fall. You do not have time to stumble and fall in your walk with me any longer. All transgressions in your life have been dealt with. I have wooed you, and I have come to you in the wee hours of the morning, and I wept over you. I strengthened you. I encouraged you in every area of your life. Your walk with me is a steadfast one, and the enemy cannot throw any more stumbling blocks in your way. I have made you strong towers because strong towers is what I need in this dispensation of time. Your foreheads are like flint and your backbones are like steel, and you will go forth and you will face the enemy on all fronts and you will defeat him. He has no power nor authority over you. You have all power and all authority. This is your hour to shine like never before. This is the time that my word speaks about in Joel chapter 2. Come away, my beloved ones, each and every day come away and spend quality time with your Father. Every day I will give you instructions on what to do for that day. I will reveal my deep secrets unto you so you understand what's going on all around about you in the world. Do you know that the world itself is very, very deceived? Excuse me. But I, the Lord thy God, I do not allow my true children to walk in deception. And the enemy knows he has no power nor authority over your minds, your wills, nor your emotions. He knows that he has been defeated on all fronts, but do you understand that? Not just one or two fronts, but all fronts. The world is crying for a Savior. You know the Savior. You know the power, you know the authority, you know the love, you know the grace and the compassion. And I want you to go forth and deliver my people out of bondage. Just as I delivered you out of bondage, it is now your turn to deliver others who are in deep, gross bondages. You raised your hand one day to me and said, here I am, Lord. Use me. Send me, Father. I'm going to send you to the furthest corners of the earth. Some of you will travel throughout the rest of your lifespan. And you will be evangelists, missionaries for me, and you will set the captives free. I don't understand what more I can offer you than heaven. That is all I have to offer you is heaven, and heaven is filled with all that you have need of. My love expounds on all sides. You need to be swamped in that love. You need to be so entrenched in that love that no one can take that love out of you, and you will go forth with that love, and it's that love that will draw the peoples unto me. I am the author and finisher of all things, and I am the author and finisher of this great revival that I am bringing across this land. I'm the author and finisher of this harvest of souls that are dying and going to hell every second of every day. We have been speaking, you and I, for quite some time now, and now it's time to quit speaking and go into action. It's time to take everything that you've learned and go forth and bring the lost souls into my house. As John the Baptist went forth ministering repentance, that is what you are to be doing in this hour. First, they have to repent so they can receive. You know all about repentance. You know all about backsliding. But this generation will not backslide. This generation will repent and go forth in total victory on all sides. They know what the enemy can do. They know the destruction the enemy has done to them. And now they want to take love and salvation to the others who are lost and dying. Children, and I do call you children. You will always be children unto me, and you will always be those that I am teaching of my ways. My ways are vast, and you cannot understand my ways. But as you said in my presence, I, the Lord thy God, I will teach you of all of heaven. I will teach you what I have taught so many others before you. This is not the first revival, but it is the first great harvest, the greatest harvest that I have ever brought in. And this harvest is bringing in also the second coming of my son, Jesus. And when my son appears on the earth, it will be too late for those who were trying to decide whether or not they would follow me. I say unto you, do not go backwards. Keep going forwards, one step in front of the other. Walk out your salvation every day. Walk in total and complete liberty every day and bring others along with you. Some of you will preach my gospel. Some of you will just walk in signs, wonders, and miracles. There will be others who will teach my word. It goes on and on and on. Why do you want somebody else's anointing when I have given you your very own? I tell you a truth this day. The Catherine Kuhlman anointing will come all across this land. Healings, miracles like you've never seen before. And children, you are in the very midst of this great revival that's already started across this land. Hold my hand very tight each and every day. Listen for instructions each and every day. Some of you already have your own agenda laying out before you. I don't look at your agenda. You either follow my agenda or there is no agenda between you and I. I know exactly what I need you to do. I know exactly where I need you to be. And so I need you to be in my presence each day to get your instructions. The walls will come tumbling down. Destruction on every side that has been manifesting itself, you will see no more. I am on a roll, and I am bringing all evil down around about you. The government is next. I am going to roll heads in the government, and you shall see many, many things transcend that others said would never happen, but they will happen. I have spoken, and so shall it be. Just as I spoke years ago that Wade versus Roe would come down, it came down. just as I spoke that my son, President Trump, would be sitting in the Oval Office again, he will sit in the Oval Office once again. And I will use him, no matter what anybody says, I will use him to finish cleaning up the swamp. I am bringing my people into total perfection in me. I am bringing my people to a place of total consecration to me. I know who's are mine and who is not. I am about my father, my business. And I tell you one thing right now. The courtroom in heaven is constantly in session. It is never closed. Bring your request to the courtrooms of heaven. Bring them before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Let him be your final judge. Let him handle each and every case that comes before you. You do not understand, children, how important this dispensation of time is, but you will. And I'm hoping be sooner than later. For some of you are still questioning me. Some of you are still questioning my prophets. That should never be. You should be just seeking my face, holding my hand, walking each day out your salvation. Quit worrying about the other person. Walk out your salvation. We are one, you and I. The only person that can separate us is you. I'm not backing up. I am standing firm in my commitment to you. Are you going to stand firm in your commitment to me? I want you to rejoice always. I do not care what's going on around about you. You still have not learned to totally rejoice always. Life does happen, little ones. Trouble is on all sides. But you can still rejoice as you hold my hand. You can rejoice as you trust in me. You can rejoice as your faith goes stronger and stronger each and every day through each and every trial and tribulation that you go through. Read my word once again, front to back, and see that my true children, they had to live life. They had to go through life. I did not exempt them from anything. For life is life, breath is breath. And I need my people to be real. You need to be real. You need to experience real experiences so that others can see that they can go along and join you and become all that I've called them forth to become. Some of you are marching to the wrong drum beat. I need you to get back into my drum beat and march with me and do what I'm calling you forth to do. You've allowed the cares of this world to drag you off of the path that I have placed your feet upon, and you need to get back on that path. I didn't say you backslid. I just said you allowed the things of this world to take your eyes off of me and walk in a different path. Legalism is not of me. I do not want you to be bound up with the legalism of this world. I want you to walk in total and complete freedom and liberty in me. I want you to expect me to move in your life. And I want you to have faith to believe that all things are possible. For I truly am the God of the impossible. My son did not die on the cross in vain. My son hung there for one purpose, and that's for your salvation. That was my love being poured out upon you. Take that love to a lost and starved world and let them know what kind of a father you truly do serve. You know, the false is out there. The fake is out there. But you are real. You are my son. You are my daughter. You are real, and you will take the real to this lost and dying world. You can rejoice in the midst of the deepest sorrow. You can dance and you can frolic in the deepest sorrow. Because you know who your maker is. You know what I've called you forth to be. You know what I'm going to do through you. Some are walking in deep, deep valleys. But I know you're there because I placed you there. There is much I need to show you yet of what is to come upon this land. Some of you are sitting in solitude. I placed you there so that it just be you and I, because I need to reveal the deep secrets to you. Oh, so many things going on all at one time, little ones. Love is where it's at. Walk in my love. Walk in my perfection of love. Rejoice in my love. Always know one thing. I am your teacher and I will be forever teaching you. You will never really know all of heaven. Do not reject my teachings. Rejoice in me. And sometimes when I take you back and I give you a review and then test you, is to show you you have forgotten what I've already taught you. Do not get upset, little ones. Accept what I am doing with you and keep walking forward. Right now I ask you to rise up into the spirit realm with me. Rise up and take your rightful place in my kingdom. And do not allow man or woman to take you out of your place in me. There are some of you in here tonight that I'm going to bring you up into my heavenly realm more than you will be in the earthly realm. But first I have to strip you of all pride, because when I start doing this, pride will raise its ugly head and you will be no good for me. You know who you are already. You already know what I have been doing with you, but pride has stepped in and you have set yourself apart thinking you're better than the other one, and that is not true. You are who you are because of who I am, and I am the one who has brought you where you're at this day. I placed you in the proper place at the proper time to teach you, train you, and bring you up in the ways that I would have you to go. Remember, you're not a puppet. Do not allow anyone to use you as a puppet. Stay strong in me. Abide under the shadow of the Almighty constantly. I am trying to build one family. I am not trying to build little groups. I am trying to build one family. Do you know how hard that is? Because everybody questions everybody else's anointing. And they want their anointing to be stronger than the other one. That'll never work. All of heaven flows in perfect harmony. All of heaven knows that each one has their own special place. I am trying to bring what is in the spirit realm down into the natural realm. Will you help me? Will you be one of those that just is trying to build unity and not disunity? Will you be one of those that's not worried about being out there getting your own spot in the world? Will you just be concerned about the lost souls and what I am trying to do in my houses of worship? I am getting ready to bring the prodigals back in. Are you strong enough to deal with the prodigals? Because when I bring them in, they'll be still have their anointings that they had when they walked away. Are you strong enough to embrace them and give them space to use their anointings? Ask yourself that question. Oh, you're saying this is a move. You don't really understand what you're just saying. This is truly a move, but it's a move that the body of Christ has never seen before. It's a move that's going to conquer all darkness. It is a move that is going to bring heaven to earth and earth to heaven. A mighty move of my spirit. A mighty, mighty, mighty move of my spirit has already begun. Always remember, I'm just a whisper away. You don't have to scream and shout. I'm not deaf. I am just a quiet whisper away. Some of you have been to a place where all you could say is, Father, and you couldn't get another word out. I heard that. I heard all the words that were in Father. I heard the cry of despair. I heard the pain. I heard the rejection. So much is in the word Father. I've heard it all. I heard everything you had in your heart when all you could do was just say, Father. I want you to sing and shout. Every day I want you just to sing and shout the victory before your day ever begins. Because, see, every day is a victory day for you. But if you don't know that, you'll walk in defeat. Sing and shout victory before you do anything else each and every day. And know that I'm listening. And I know who is singing and shouting and who is falling in defeat. Defeat should never be in your category. My children should never be defeated. I am bringing everything to a climax. I am bringing everything to fruition. And my son is going to come back for his bride. Such rejoicing going on in the heavenlies with the great anticipation of that glorious day. Are you celebrating that day? Are you truly celebrating that day? For my son is coming. And when he comes in great glory to gather his children on home. Don't you feel the anticipation? Don't you feel the excitement that's in the atmosphere over you coming down from the heavenly throne room? Reach up. Reach up and grab hold of all that I'm dropping on you this night. Reach up, for I am changing your life. I am restoring. I am removing. I am rejoicing over you. Love. Love is in the air. Love is everywhere. You're going to see hate disappear and you're going to see love take its place. The atmosphere that was filled with hate will now ooze with the love of heaven. And you will see many, many lives that were even border on suicide. You will see those lives change and turn around. You will see my love embrace them, bring them out of sorrow and grief. Some are so hopeless. My love will bring them hope. My love is not a love of despair. My love is a love of rejoicing continually. You will see many marriages turn around. You will see children who were backslidden come back into my house. You will see the enemy defeated on all sides of your life. And where you thought I wasn't going to move, you will see me move. Rejoice, my children. Rejoice this night. Know that I have come and I have visited you because you sang that song to me. This is a move. It caused my heartstrings to move. It caused all heaven to move. And here I am. Here I am for the taking. If you don't know me, just reach out and grab hold of me. Embrace me to your bosom. See me for who I am. I am the great I am. And I am a God of love. You will no longer cry out, say, God, where are you? Because you will know me like you've never known me before. You will know me in all my fullness. I will teach you about heaven. I will teach you about this glorious place of holiness and righteousness, of purity of heart. I will teach you all that you need to know and understand. If you don't know, you can't take it with you, can you? So I am your great teacher, and I am beginning to teach you all about heaven and its glory. Hallelujah. Please accept me for who I am. Some of you are still looking at me like, are you real? Oh, I'm more real than anything you've ever seen. I am your Father. There's a catastrophic event that's going to occur all across this land, and everyone is going to know that I am God Almighty. You say, when is school ever going to be out, Father? School in heaven never ends. It is a constant, continually learning experience. And just when you think you've learned it all, you're going to find out you didn't know anything, and you'll continue to learn. My love abounds all over this land. My love loves every soul. My love goes forth unhindered. It is not tainted in any way. It just goes forth as true agape love. Overtaken everything it touches. Love is what this world needs. Love has been taken out of the land. But I am placing love back into the land, and I am purifying. I am purifying, and you shall be like pure gold. Oh, and you will feel the honey as it drips on you. You will see the rainbow of joy all around about you. It's love that's going to bring the miracles, little ones. If you can't love, then you will never be a miracle walker. It's through love that I'm going to accomplish all that I need to accomplish upon this earth at this given time. I'm not going to use the known. I'm going to use the unknown names. I'm going to bring them from the four corners of the earth, and I'm going to clean them up, and I'm going to use them to spread my gospel of peace, love, and joy. You see, they have no preconceived notions, for they don't know anything. And my Holy Spirit will teach them of all things, and my Holy Spirit will lead them in the path of righteousness, and great salvations will occur all across this land. Right now, just love me. Just love me. Profess your love to me right now. And as you do, embrace me to your bosom. It's the marriage supper of the Lamb. Embrace me to your bosom right now.